right.
All right, we'll make sure that we're... It says that we're streaming now, so we'll see if it shows up on Twitch.
I just saw a weird thing. Hey, we're back, baby.
Yeah, baby. Just like we intended.
That's right. This is all in the plan.
It worked, right? Oh, no, I'm frozen or something. Oh, no, I see it.
You're good. We're all good. All right. should we just play some music, like, instead of
just jam?
Yeah,
just play some jams. We'll just be done.
Mind. We gotta just yes.
The first 7 minutes went great. Just the music.
Sorry. But that was the best part of the whole show so far. Was just sitting on the ending screen, people coming in quietly. Wondering. Wait a minute! I thought this started at 2. Why is it ending now? And why aren't they doing it?
Let's save time to hit us again.
Fuck. Oh, man. All right. So before we disconnected, I was asking, or we were starting to talk about the XZ bullshit. So did somebody say 2021 is when the initial, like, kind of grooming, for lack of a better term, started happening?
Yeah. I think that's when they started making sent the first patch email or whatever, and started building a reputation. There's a good site I had pulled up earlier that had a really nice timeline laid out. If I can find that, I'll post it.
Cool. Yeah, I like that. That sort of thing immediately freaked me out, because when I first started publishing Locksmith, like a month and a half into it, I just got a PR from somebody randomly, like no discussion about why or what. And it was, I mean, thankfully it's PowerShell. It's pretty easy to read and figure out what the fuck's going on. So I accepted it, and it actually was helpful and all that stuff, but it was like, that could be really bad really quick. So yeah, I think the solution here is never to create something good enough that anybody else wants to use it.
I would say use it for bad, but they've already done that.
How it applies to application security, you look at the current dev space and the how everybody's just, I mean, literally their CI/CD process will go and get the latest version of everything automatically every time you build. And
yep.
I've had an issue with that for years. And now I'm using it as an excuse to go back to my customers and say, okay, it's time. We're going to start keeping local copies that we get to scan. And that's what you're going to build against. And when it's timed, it we just use Sneak and figure out when things, you know, vulnerabilities are discovered in them. And then we'll update then after we've gone and gotten the version and put it in our holding location and stuff. And I realize that wouldn't have fixed the XZ Utils vulnerability, because, I mean, that was something else. But it could very easily happen, and it has been happening with web libraries too. Node on the back end. And,
oh, yeah.
And Python and Perl, for crying out loud. I mean, who attacks Perl? But what gets me is this isn't just some random jerk who did this. And that,
right?
The underlying code is way beyond anything that I could build anyway. I'll tell you that for sure.
Oh, good, no, Danny. Danny, are you actually here?
Yeah, Danny showing up.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
If we were dev, we would have said no.
Oh, but yeah, we're not dev.
Are we back on, or did you go back on?
Yeah, man. We went back on straight away.
Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Trimmer Happy
Hour. Yeah, let's see if this works.
Oh, he's going to run it from not the corner now.
Sweet. Now he gets to watch me.
Oh, wait. Brandon switched into a 4-panel.
How did he do it so fast?
That's the
I knew. You know what? The reason...
welcome to the show.
I said before I came on, I said my power went out. Brandon, please do this because I'm not going to be able to do it. And then I was like, I'm not going to go for my phone, whatever. They have people. They don't need me for this. I'm not the person. And then everything went back on. And I was like, all right, let's just do this and whatever. And Brandon's like, well, I can still do it. And I'm like, no, Brandon, I'm going to do it. It's fine. Don't worry about
it. Elbow. Yeah.
For anybody listening, that is actually pretty much exactly what
you're saying. It's not even hyperbole or whatever. Maybe the inflection is kind of embellished, but other than that.
It's fine.
Story time. And then I got on, but I should have known. I was on a meeting the other day. Somebody forced me into a Google Meet. and I hate Google. Like, the only time you're going to get me to voluntarily go to Google Meet is to force me to do it. And then towards the end, I kept having these like bounces on my board, and like my audio would go from this to this, to the other thing. And I was like, what is going on right now? And then I thought it was fixed because my son also plays video games on this thing, and he hasn't complained about it since. He does whatever. And maybe I should spend more time on the wall of sheep and study my packets at DEF CON. and then so I actually just rage quit, and I've had, I don't know why this would matter. Since we don't have a topic, I'm just going to start talking about this. I have my board going into a USB hub, and I've had it. It's a powered USB 3 hub. Like, it's fine. And I'm like, well, maybe that's... So that's when people saw me on stream, probably, doing all my sound settings when I panicked. And I was like, at a certain point, you get to a part of panic where you don't care if people see it. And you want the people to experience your internalized rage and say, this is what I'm doing. Much like watching somebody struggle during a hack the bot. And that was me, but not even near as high tech. Because you saw me struggle with sound settings in Windows. I wasn't popping a shell. I was trying to figure out my own stupidity. And so finally I was like, so I restarted, I re-enabled a bunch of stuff, and then I switched it the thing into the tower, and now it seems okay.
Wow. I don't know, man. I'd rather troubleshoot hack the box than deal with audio routing.
I also did have a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter because I've tried different things over the years. Like, I had I had one of those VBS connectors in there. For some reason, who uses... here's a thing. Does anybody use monitor-based audio? Like, when the monitor has an audio output, like, to go through HDMI? Nobody uses that! Why is it a thing?
No.
I
did it my old job just to, like, not... Like, if I needed to play music for someone, otherwise it was headphones on everything, right?
Well, I don't understand. Anyway,
it works great on my Wii when I connect it to the television.
So, do you have the thing? Because I don't see you stream. I don't see your. Are you just not sharing your screen?
Oh, I am not just sharing my thing. Here, I can share it so you can watch.
I don't
all
care.
The chaos. See it? Would you rather not?
I don't. At this point, let me just imagine like I'm on one of those 2020 lockdown Zoom calls talking to your friends about how your mental state is deteriorating, because that's exactly what's happening.
And this isn't the first power related webcast fuck up this week.
No,
either.
This is my second one. This is Skew and Bill. Second. So we're doing, which is this is the second. This is the second. We're doing our quarterly Trimark webcasts that we do, trimarksecurity.com, hub.trimarksecurity.com, for all of your youtube.com/@trimarksecurity.
I'm sure they're going to want to deal with it.
Yeah, our stock just went down. If we had any,
we're actually good at that, like sound and power.
Yeah, we're good at that. Yeah.
But so during the webcast, and now I gotta reach into that. And the other thing is this too. I was already in a headspace from previous episodes because of my monitor layout. Because I kept having to look up like this because I had a monitor over here, like to monitor chats and stuff. And every time I would look at the video playback, my face would be like, doing this half the time. And I was like, all right, let me streamline. I got one big curved gaming monitor to do double duty. I have a confidence monitor down here. And then I was really excited to use it. And then something happened last week and now this week. Anyway, we're doing the webcast. on 10 ways to easily secure Entra ID. I'm going to keep calling it Entra because it bothers Jared to no end that I call it. If you're going to rebrand, listen to me, you rat bastard. If you're going to rebrand and make every marketing department or schmuck that accidentally got put in charge of marketing worry about rebranding your stupid branding, I'm going to call it with whatever inflection and accent that I damn well please. So it may be Entra to Jared Hate. It may be Entra to some of the rest of the world. It's Entra to me because I want to be fancy because you drove me to this. Anyway, we're doing that. We're doing the 10 ways to secure easily, which, by the way, will probably be up today, but probably won't because I lie a lot. So we're doing this. And we're 25 minutes into it, and we're 25 minutes into it. We're having a great. It's our most highly attended.
Thank you, Jake. By the way,
yeah, time those sips better.
It's always those drive-by comments that I always wait to see what Jake's going to do. So we're 25 minutes into it. It's our highest registered webcast ever. It's one of the highest attended because there's the registrations plus the actual attendance, right? Like, we're killing it. Brandon's doing so well for his limited capability as a human. And Scott's doing really, really well too. And everything is cool. Everything is fine. And then Brandon's face freezes. And I was like, oh God, did he have a stroke? Because I hope it's his fault. It was my fault. So I've been having a kitchen renovation for the past 5 weeks. And it's on like the tail end now where it's all the little nitpicky things that you got to finish, like a broken cabinet here or this or the whatever. And
trim, man. Trim
and... And the two recessed lights were too far, so they got to redraw. It's a whole. I don't care so much about the macro, like demo and delivery and whatever, spackling and all that stuff. It's the little nitpicky things at the end. This time, the electrician was here to finish. This is, by the way, total first world problems. I understand this. You're hearing me bitch about my brand new kitchen renovation, which is such a hardship. I understand. I don't need the comments. So he's doing his thing, and all of a sudden, it freezes. And of course, anybody who's done any kind of streaming or any kind of audio engineering, radio, this is especially bad in radio, we call these dead air dreams. And the show turned into all about how stupid I am. So it goes, it stops.
Turned right? into?
It started, right? It began in the middle and end. How stupid I am.
It's welcome to season two, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, guests who aren't saying a word because I'm too busy talking. And then I out loud scared the shit out of my dogs. I was like, oh my God! I was like, anything else. Like, this thing, I like when it runs smoothly. When it does, I think it's ran smoothly a couple of times in the past 2 years, but that's about it. But sometimes, ran down and I was like, what the hell happened? I screamed, I was like, what the hell happened? And the electrician's like, what's up, man? Like, all casual. He had turned off one of the breakers, which inexplicably, my house is 220 years old, right? So naturally along the way, other stupid people besides me lived here first. And so it was the breaker. You could see through this door right here. Yeah. Through there on the far wall was the breaker he turned off. Turns out that's also tied to the breaker on the other side of the house where my internet is and my router and my thing. So it turned that off too. And I almost physically, it's the closest I've ever come to a non-hyperbolic, no joke thing myself. And I go down and then he was like, oh man, I'm sorry. I was like, no. Listen, this is not your fault. I'm not mad at you. It's not you. It's me. Don't undo whatever you just did. And I haul ass back upstairs. And then I look, and nobody's freaking out. There's no messages. There's no messages from Jake. There's no messages from Brandon. There's no messages from Jared wallowing in or, like, celebrating our failure because Jared likes to do that. And, like, nobody's dunking on me or nobody's yelling at me. Nobody's freaked out. The only good thing, I hate GoToWebinar. I really do. I hate that I pay them money. But it's the thing that we needed right now. Because somebody else was presenting, I guess, or I made other people organizers, when my main dumped out, nothing happened. It went unmolested. Everything was fine. Exactly. And I was like, whatever you, I yelled down to the electrician. I was like, do it tomorrow. And he was like, all right, I'm done. And then everything was fine. So anyway, that's the story of me having another mini stroke during the week. And then thinking I could just dive right in here after a power outage and think everything would be just peachy. Ta-da!
So we're starting with the weekly wins this episode.
Did you hear a win in there? I didn't hear a win in there. All I heard was misery.
My win
and
is
two strokes and not dying is
that's pretty good. Pretty, yeah.
You're doing good. Yeah.
That's pretty lucky.
But hey guys, how are you doing? Everybody can go talk and do other things now.
I'm hungover from last night from having a glass of whiskey, one singular glass of whiskey.
That's not right. What? It's that's you. Why?
I don't know. It
have you not drank
it? Especially, I after getting back from vacation because I drank all through vacation because you know all inclusive and then like it's vacation, it's all inclusive. Like I had something in my hand at all times, but then I took. This last night was the first drink that I had since then, and apparently my tolerance just falls right off.
Oh, and now my contractor wants to call me right in the middle of this. It's like, his ears were burning, and I was freaking out about that.
Hey, can I turn it off today?
Yeah, you're going to see some dude wandering behind me, and I'm going to launch through that window going, don't touch anything. And then I also don't have my lights set up because in the interim of changing everything, the power cord that I need for my lights was like this short, and I was like, I'll deal with it later. Well, guess what? It's later.
Yeah. I kind of like this view though. I like the it's like your face kind of
desk. You need a hoodie.
Yeah. You fade into it and then the darkness, and then you kind of come back out and like, yeah. Oh, look at it. See? Yeah. Man. And then you get close and then, oh shit. Yeah.
Yep. That's me looking at myself because I do that now. anyway, no, I have this stupid overhead lighting that came with the house, and it's like from 1984, but it's the only lighting I have. So what are we talking about, guys? We talk about the rant I went on. I did another rant last night. But anyway, if you had already established a topic of discussion, far be it from me to derail.
We were talking about supply chain attacks via the XZ vulnerability bullshit that got discovered.
Oh, cool.
Late last week. That's all. No big deal. We talked about how long it took to make that happen. The thing that I was happy about is that it took a month of it being in place before it got found out. Like, that's pretty amazing to me. But also, how many others out there have not been found, right? That kind of blows my mind.
Right. That's it's funny. I was having a similar conversation, not about this, but about... So at my local DEF CON meetup, not supply chain, but like being found out about things and how long it takes for these stupid people to tell us things. Somebody at my meetup was talking about like crypto, like the real crypto, not the crypto bros.
Yeah.
And about like certificates and trusted authorities and all eggs in one basket, because that always works. And we got to talking about, DigiNotar. You guys remember DigiNotar? The cert authority. Yeah, I mean, you're old enough, Bill. You remember that? About anybody who doesn't know about DigiNotar, I'm not in the chat right now. Maybe somebody's like, "Oh yeah, I remember that." They were one of those centralized certificate authorities that got their stuff stolen, posted all over the internet, was baked, and it went after between the time that they realized it and told people. I forget what it was. It was either weeks or months or whatever. And then when they do the after investigation, they found out like it had been popped a couple of years prior or whatever it was, and just totally torched all that. And Microsoft revoked all their stuff and everything else. So, yeah, being notified late is like that's their MO, right? They're like, oh, what was the excuse is always like we were doing our investigation. No, you weren't. You're investigating
for several
shit.
Years.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't care what your official quote unquote report comes out as. It's like that time Mandiant came back during the Sony hack or whatever, and like had the unmitigated gall to try to tell people and excuse it as a unprecedented hack or something. Unprecedented, my fat white ass. There's nothing unprecedented about it. What, did they hack it in like Sanskrit? Did they use some dead language to hack it? Did they hack it in Latin? There's no unprecedented about that.
It was Perl.
Perl, you know, Fortran.
Listen, Fortran 94 was not so bad. I'm glad, Bill.
I'll let that hang in the air. Go right ahead. Yeah. Anyway, I'm done ranting now. You guys.
That's my very first CS class was in Fortran, and I was like, what? Like, I had already worked in HTML and like a little bit of JavaScript by that point. I'm like, Fortran. That's where we're. Whatever. It's fine. Ooh, another Bill has Fortran for humans. You see that? Nice.
Anyway, what else? What else is happening? What else? What the hell can we yell about? Mm-hmm. I was go ahead, Brandon.
I'm playing with noise suppression settings in OBS right now, since everyone can hear when I talk, when I tappy.
Just mute.
That might be me, actually. I have a really loud keyboard. It's right under my mic. It's supposed to be set to not pick it up, but
Teams does fantastic. Like, whenever I'm sitting in a meeting and like just jamming away writing stuff, no, Bill, I can't hear yours at all.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can't hear yours. Yeah.
Yay.
How about mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear yours a little
bit.
I'm watching.
Sounds like a newsletter. Like a newsroom is what I just heard coming out of fucking Danny over there. More
typewriter. He doesn't type that. But that's the reason why I was having trouble with the
Right. Yeah, I was like, why can't I type to people and realize there's no USB to a 1935 typewriter?
Thanks. Thanks, Bandrel. I'm glad that you're really enjoying today's helpful episode.
this is awful. No, actually, this is my I really nerded out for keyboards for a while, and kind of sacrilege. This isn't a custom one that were like one of those one off where everybody's like, ooh, mechanical. It's a mechanical, but it's actually one of the it's the Razer Huntsman Elite. And whenever I tell anybody that I have anything a Razer, I get all kinds of nerd quiet rage about Razer. You didn't custom make your keys from the skinned hide of a white elephant at midnight. It's like some kind of weird gatekeeping of like, you didn't pull the teeth out of a Razor back on the Serengeti, so the keys aren't made of something that's really quality. Why do you even talk about Razor key? Shut up, you nerds.
You're right. It's the people who know mechanical keyboards are like,
awful.
Know
awful
way people. Too much. I'm looking.
If you haven't soldered it together yourself, you don't actually have a keyboard.
it doesn't count.
That's really the take.
Oh, you have a number pad on yours? How 1990s of you.
Shut up. How quaint.
See?
Yep, Keychron.
You soldered that all together. I saw it.
Oh, you have the Cherry MX and you don't have the Obsidian. Whatever. I don't even know if that's a key
tech. Yeah.
Yes, Bandrel, I have the red keys, okay?
Some obscure hardware BS. I was like, I'm fighting for my life out here, man. Just let me type something on something that I like. Except now I got.
I want one of those rubber keyboards from like the ZX series, the terrible little chiclet keys.
There, oh, yeah. I'm going to try to lift my keyboard up.
Motherfuckers.
Try to lift my keyboard up and see if I can crash everything else at the same time. See, it's one of the Razer Huntsman. It's filthy right now because my son also uses it. And I sometimes I wondered, it's due for another deep cleaning. I gave it a deep cleaning like 6 months ago. I wonder, I was like, how does this thing get so dirty? And then I realized it again because I'm cooking dinner last night. And I see my son just snacking as a normal feral child will. I'll go to his pantry, pick something out, and just fuck off. And then I see him just handballing a whole mitt full of Cheetos.
Yeah.
And then doing this, and then just walking back into my office. And I was like, wait, get back. And he goes, yes, daddy, because he's a very good kid. And I love my son. He's very polite or whatever. He just doesn't think that he follows his father. And I was like, you just look at your hands, bro. The dust is still on them. It's like you were just involved in a Medellin cartel bust. You have dust everywhere on your hands. And you know where it's going to go? On daddy's expensive things. So could you possibly wash your hands? And then he goes, oh, okay. And then he just like takes a dry like hand towel and goes, duh, duh, duh. I was like, all right, come here, child. You're a little dumb and it's not your fault. I brought you into this world and I'm sorry, and you get a little from your mom too. So I made him luckily with the new kitchen, you can just reach over that counter right there and wash your hands. It's really nice. And then I gave him a bowl. I gave him a bowl of the Cheetos with a spoon. And I was like, yeah. Be civilized.
Yeah, I was gonna say, buy him some chopsticks. That's what.
He actually does know how to use chopsticks. He's actually a connoisseur.
Or Cheetos, yeah. That's the Zen way to go about it.
No, after that, he kind of got the point. And he got the point for the rest of that physical day. This morning when he woke up, all the knowledge reset, right? This is like Groundhog Day, except he doesn't get to keep all the piano skills. He has to relearn the shit over and over again. And anyway, that's why my nice Razor Huntsman keyboard looks like it was excavated on an archaeology trip. There's so much crap on it.
How are you doing your deep cleaning? You said you do a deep cleaning.
I do. Yeah, let's talk about that. Sure, why not?
All right, cool.
I take every key off, right? I plug it. Well, first I get in the mood, right? I got a little whiskey. I got a little music. It's Atmospheric Breaks channel on digitally imported DI.FM, right? Helps me focus. if you really want to get in the mood, I put a nice smoking jacket on. I do the whole thing. Nothing underneath. And so I sit down. I put all my lights on. Have one of those little trail lights on my head. And I take every key off. And sometimes if I'm feeling spicy, I make the light strobe for a little extra. Shut up. Anyway, whatever.
Jake's here for it, man. Yeah, tell me more.
Yeah, I'm listening, man. Yeah, keep it going.
Bite his lips. What, Brandon?
He's biting his lips. Mm.
All right. He's like, damn. What next?
Tell me more, baby.
What do you do next? What? No, you gloves? Ooh, what kind of gloves? What size do you have? Okay. What, daddy? So you take every key off. And then I wash, and then I just like kind of dunk them, and I put them in like you know what I use for literally everything? Like it could be a gunshot wound, and I will use Dawn dish soap for everything. I figure if they could clean those sweet little penguins of oil, they could probably clean some keycaps, right? So yeah, I use
makes sense. Dawn
literally everything. And pretty soon I will engage our guests to see what they clean their stuff with, because I really feel like I'm monopolizing this. Then I'll take that. I got like a little like brush, like key cleaning kit. While I'm soaking the keys, I will then brush things out. Like I'll take a once over with like I have a handheld vacuum thing over there somewhere. And so I'll vacuum up the obvious stuff, right, that the vacuum can handle. And then I'll brush the rest of it off, and I'll shake a little bit of out, brush the rest of it off. And then all that's left is the myriad of stains under the keys of like, Doritos and Fruit Loops and gummies. Oh my! And then I'll scrub each of those little ones with like little scrub daddy things. I'll scrub that, and then I'll do it again, and then I'll sanitize the whole shit. And then I'll take all the keys out, and I'll wipe each individual one out. I'll make sure all the knobs are working and all that kind of stuff. And then it's absolutely gorgeous. It is beautiful for about an hour. And then, hey, daddy, are you done yet? Yeah. Go ahead and start the process back over so I can go do this again in 6 months.
How long is that taking you? That's my question.
God, last time it took me, I'll probably do it quicker next time, but like last time it was a good hour and a half.
Yeah.
To like really scrub everything off between And then like also worrying the whole time. Obviously it's not plugged in when I'm doing this, or like I'm writing, you know, a great novel while I'm doing it. But it's off, so like I continuously Google search for like, am I gonna ruin the sensors or whatever? No, it's been fine. Like nothing's happened. And then of course, because you know, I should know. I take a before picture, not to see the quality outcome, but like I do like to see that. But because I will never remember where all the keys go. Yeah. It's a certain amount of like process of elimination. But also more than a smart person would be able to, like a smart person would know, like, oh, this is where all the numbers. One time I did the whole number pad on the right hand side and got every row reversed because I thought the 789 started on the bottom. And then I started typing like an IP address or something. And I was like, what is happening? And of course, I was trying to blame it.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, he's gone.
Oh, good.
Oh no! Oh no! He lost his power.
Did I go?
He's yeah.
What's going on there, Danny? You're gone. You're gone.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's let somebody else talk about something stupid instead.
Well, at least now we know what happens when he's a guest.
The question hasn't been answered.
No. Oh yeah, his internet's definitely taking a dump.
Yep, you're gone, buddy.
No.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of back.
You're a little bit back now. No.
What is going on?
I blamed my computer earlier, but actually, it's Danny. Because
What about now?
The editing's Danny.
Is it back now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I did just notice when that happened, that my little, like, it gives you a little, like, the next word says video connected. It gives you, like, a little green Wi-Fi signal or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And something's wrong. Something's bouncing. Something's been bouncing in my house for a while. I have another rage story, but just deal with that, everybody.
It just happened. Let's hear it.
I really shouldn't have joined. This is not fair to anybody else. So I call It's fine. Yeah, this has actually been, I started noticing it in like work calls and stuff. People would be like, oh, lost Danny. I was like, I'm supposed to have a gig pipe. How are you losing me? It's never happened before. And then I call, by the way, Astound Internet. And I say, hey, I finally get a guy on the phone. They make you sit through six repetitions telling you that they're going to send you a reset signal to your modem. I don't need it. I've reset it. I may be stupid, but I know certain things. I know computer stuff. And I know that I did physical reboots. I let it sit. You know, the whole thing of like, also pull the power cable out and pull. I did all that stuff because I am better than you at it, whoever you are in the line. I did these things. And after I did the things, I also rebooted all of my equipment because I know these things. So you don't have to do. Anyway, they make you go and sit through and you just don't say anything for the first six repetitions. And then they're like, forwarding you to an agent. It's going to be 15 minutes. I was like, you're awful snarky for a computer voice, but fine. And so I finally get this kid on the line, obviously, and he does not want to be there. And this is not like, I remember specifically thinking, man, this kid does. Well, thank you for calling Astound Internet stuff. Oh, what can I do for you? And I was like, oh, this is off to a good start already. You know, you just tell some people get on the line and you're like, this is going to be a problem. I should just hang up now and call back and pray for somebody better. I didn't do that. He goes, well, I'm going to send a reset signal. And I was like, before you do that, I've done it, right? Before you waste 5 minutes of our time doing this, I've reset all my equipment multiple times, waited, did all the things. I blew into it like a Nintendo cartridge, okay? Like, I did everything. I did everything. You don't have to do it. And yet he goes, well, this is a more detailed reset. And I was like, that doesn't exist. You're shutting my thing off and recycling it. As a matter of fact, mine is more thorough than yours because I shut my power off. You don't bullshit me with that. And I was like, you know what? If it's got to make you happy, you got to check a list. You go right ahead. I hope your other application for Starbucks comes through because you suck at this. So this happens to come back. And then he has the, unchallenged, probably unmitigated gall, the audacity with a capital A, to say, oh, it's much better now. And I said, wait, this is literally what I said before. I was like, wait a minute, qualify that statement for me. I said, what makes it better than 5 minutes? He goes, oh, the ping. And I said, the ping? He goes, yeah, the ping. I hung up on him. The ping? The fucking ping? I'm sorry, I forget we're on the Trimark webcast. I try not to curse that much on the Trimark thing. But since we're just free floating today, the ping. That's your answer to me. And I hung up. I'm going to try again later to figure this stuff out. It's not the wireless. I know that. Because I'm hardwired from my thing over Cat 6. I am hardwired into a gigabit switch, and it's been steady as shit since I did that 2 years ago. It's only recently. So don't tell me that it's me. And don't tell me ping. My only regret is that I didn't say, well, what was the ping before? He wouldn't have had it, or he just would have made some shit up, right? He'd go, oh, the ping was a 5. And I would have lost my shit if he would have said the ping was a 5. What's it now? Oh, it's a 10. It's fine. I should have stayed to get that intel to have more fodder for this screwed up story, but I didn't.
I don't know, it's a pretty good story as it was, so I mean, we'll take it from there.
The ping,
yeah.
This is going to be a new thing, like when everybody was busting me because of my hate of exclamation points in writing speech.
Have you checked your cable, Danny? Have you replaced
Shut
your
up,
cable?
Brandon!
Sorry. I mean, it's possible.
I thought it was pumpkin spice is what we were making fun of you for a while.
First it was pumpkin spice, then it was exclamation points. Somebody brought who brought those stupid things to Wild West Hack and Fest? Those spinny things that when you spun them and looked at it from above, it was just an exclamation point. It was one of those like trick of the eye things. It was like a spinning top, and you laid it and spin it, and then it looked like it was just an exclamation point standing still. I still have one around here somewhere, even though I hate it and it reminds me poorly of the person who
gave it. I didn't get that in my bag.
No, yeah. This was a Trimark thing. This was in my team, right? My guys saying, let's F with Danny some more.
It's fun. Everybody likes to have fun. I wasn't even me.
It's fun to have fun.
Everybody likes to have fun at Danny's expense.
Yes.
I did a similar thing with my home internet when I was trying to upgrade it to a gig service, and it took me so much longer than I'm really willing to admit to figure out that I had to replace pretty much absolutely every piece of hardware in my house. But yeah, I started with the cable. I was like, no, the cable can, that one's fine. And then I even went and tried to like change my NIC settings. I'm like, yeah, it's probably just not negotiating properly.
Said nobody ever. Nobody goes into right? That. You're digging a desperation when you go into your NIC settings.
It was
negotiating
modem.
The speed properly. You're like, no, you're doing something very wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the modem. Yeah.
Hey, Skew, how are you? What's going on, man?
I'm good. That's... Doing all right.
Okay.
Yeah. He just said you're looking pretty.
Just chilling.
I'm enjoying like the vista that is your face. But like here's another thing. They really like unsettles me when we have guests on. When I start talking in my diatribes, I'm fighting internally every time that I am A, like not giving everybody equal time. B, not addressing people or like trying to include, like it is a constant battle in my head, and yet my stupid mouth keeps talking.
But see, now you're a guest, so you can do whatever you want. I mean, you don't have to worry about running the show. You're not in the corner to rope us in here.
That was my bad. Yeah, I apologize. I should not have let you go that long, Danny.
Like you could stop me. Nobody can stop me.
You just change API keys real quick, so Brandon's stream just stops.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that. I should be. You'd be like,
revoke
oh,
all like... sessions. Yeah, done.
You're gonna mute me, right? You forget who's the admin. No, so that's just been the whole. That's been the whole. The ping this kid. I hope wherever he is, it hurts when he poops. That's what I hope for the rest of his weekend.
Chat's wondering about the MTU size and the if you've enabled jumbo frames on the source and the destination.
Well, I would like everybody in chat to know that I don't like them.
Ping it goes to 11.
Ping it goes to 11. I really do. I actually, you know what? I'm going to end up calling back. It's actually weird that it's only happened once since we've been speaking, aside from all the other fires that I had to put out today. The actual bump in like losing me in connection has only happened once, which is weird. But I want to call back, and I think I'm going to ride that lightning and chase the dragon all the way down and see how many things I could get them to tell me that are just lies.
So turn on some recording software. So
oh, we can.
Yeah. We can drop that on YouTube somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's going right up on the Trimark YouTube. If Sean notices.
That's our next happy hour is just that.
Be like, you know, Danny, you know what Trimark does, right? Like, you know you should be talking about Active Directory, and you know you should be talking about VMware, right? Why is there a 2-hour video of you berating a customer support person from your home internet? Hey, boss, just trying to drive clicks.
Just, yeah.
Trying to drive engagement, man. Yeah, people only want to hear about nested groups and GPOs so much before they want some real stuff.
Yep,
that's right.
A little bit of meat.
Shows how much I pay attention. I see. I pick up things here at work from these guys that do all the actual work.
Yeah, those were actual GPOs
and nested groups.
Those are things.
Admin rights, that kind of thing.
I'm not sure how I just realized that your initials are DA.
Yeah,
like it was during all hands on Tuesday. I was like, who the fuck gave Danny a DA?
Dumbass. What stands for? I'm not admin of any domain, not even my own. That kitchen renovation wasn't even my idea.
When you told me how much it cost, I knew that it wasn't your idea.
Whatever makes her happy, right?
I know. Yep. I got you.
And I'm on like this. I'm on this like cool medication now to like be less huge, and it makes me not want to drink. So I can't even do that to decompress. I just sit out on my lawn and yell at traffic.
There you go. old man shouts at cloud.
I have a general estimation of where the internet lines are in the ground. and I set up patio furniture in front of it and just sit there and scream at it. Mostly because I can't stand that long, so I have to sit.
There we go.
That knee's still fucked up, huh?
Everything about every day, it's like from the top down. Like there's nothing, no systems are green. They're all varying shades of yellow bordering on red. But hey, we got like 5 minutes left, so like how was your weeks, guys?
Yeah, we should do that.
I think we know how Danny's went.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can skip me for this segment.
Yes, there we go.
Who should start?
Oh man.
Sorry, somebody else run this thing.
I need to screenshot this of what is happening with Danny right now. This is how I always will remember him. It's perfect.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I think I blacked out for a minute.
It's probably the best. Probably for the best.
Yeah. Save us all.
Oh, I guess we're playing tunes right now.
What? You're playing tunes?
Sorry. I'll fix that later.
Excuse, how was your week, man? What have you been up to? What's anything good? Anything bad? What's going on?
Yeah, good. Yeah. It's spring break. So hanging out at my grandmother's house with my kids and family and just relax. I have been working this week, but it's been kind of nice to be in a different place.
Yeah.
Watching the deer come up in the garden and
ooh,
didn't really see out the window, but yeah, it's kind of out in the country.
That's awesome. I had a deer set off my Ring camera the other night, and I was like, oh, hey, man. Yeah, eat those weeds, bro. Like, yeah, just feast on, man. With less stuff I gotta dig up later. That's cool. I also have a particularly overweight squirrel that keeps setting off the camera. This fat little bastard. Like, that camera never goes off except with, like, actual people the way it's supposed to. And this little chunk, this little roly-poly, like, over... He was super worried about winter, apparently, this year. Like, he's so fat that I keep getting Ring alerts.
That's hilarious.
I hope the fox that I also see eats him.
Oh, man. He'd have to save some of them for later, from the sounds of it.
Well, cool, man. Yeah, it's good to get away. I'm gonna follow your lead. Can I come hang out with you?
Yeah. Plenty of room.
Good.
I'm working on the.
I think I need it.
Working on a what?
Working on what? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Working on wrapping up a thing for HackSpaceCon next week.
Oh, sweet. Are you talking there?
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm talking about Kerberos MITM attacks.
Nice. You're the first person I've ever actually heard say it like it's spelled. I've never heard anybody say like MITM before. It's always been like
Mitum.
Oh wait. Oh yeah, because didn't we change it?
Man in the middle. Machine in the middle. MITM.
Asshole.
Adversary.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that for AITM. Yeah, asshole in the middle.
Yeah, asshole in the middle.
Yeah.
That's me between minor lines and the support guy.
Spell it out. I don't have to decide what it means. So.
That's fair. You know what? No, that's fair. Some of that's tricky now. Like, we don't, like...
Yep.
I don't even know what to call my disk drives anymore. Bill!
Do you have disk drives?
What?
Yeah.
What do you do?
No, I'm saying we're doing the thing. We're doing the show thing.
Don't act like it's your first time. Yeah.
I thought Brandon was in charge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry. Danny, it's my turn to choose who goes next, and I choose Bill to go next.
Oh. What am I going to talk about?
Whatever.
I got a packet squirrel on a real test today. You know, we all buy all the little widgets not everybody, but I do. Buy all the little hacking widgets and stuff and then get them, set them all up and play with them and have all this fun. And then they sit in the bag forever. I actually got to use one today for an actual test. So I'm pretty damn stoked.
Cool.
I am looking up what a packet squirrel is right now. What can you tell me more about it?
Well, it's one of the Hack 5
thing. Yeah.
It's a Hack 5 widget. More or less, it's just a LAN intercept, and it's got switches, and you can run various payloads on it. But I'll be honest, I was just using it for TCP dump. I was testing an appliance, an internet.
Oh, this looks neat. You can get a bundle. It's actually, in terms of Hack 5 hardware, it's not that expensive. No. You can get a whole bundle. Just the thing itself is $100, and or you know what I hate? You know what more I hate? Stop pricing it $99.99. It's not fooling us. It's $100.
That's the hill you
call it $100.
You want to die?
That's
on
the hill I'm going to die on.
I called Darren and tell him. It worked great, and I wanted to report something back. I mean, it's like I couldn't do anything as an app tester at all. I tried all the tricks that I have, and so it's like, well, I'll get some PCAPs out of this thing, and did. And that's
you can get a bundle. Maybe I'll expense it. You can get the thing, a little notebook, and a book, a guide to network intercept and manipulation.
Yeah.
Manipulation.
Do you think the packet squirrel will detect change in ping?
Shut up, you bitch.
Absolutely, 100%.
I really am cursing.
All right.
This is going to be the show that Sean listens to.
Yeah, I know, right? What did you guys talk about on stream today? I'm just hanging out at CypherCon.
Yeah, I got some downtime. Hey, the guys are streaming. I should go listen to it. He's not going to listen to Jeff McJunkin. He's not going to listen to Nate McNulty. He's not going to listen to Lip Moose. He's going to pick this episode where I am just highlighting why he should have never hired.
So if this is our last show, everybody, it's been nice.
I'll let you guys keep doing it.
Jake, you got anything going on?
I'm gonna buy this
thing. What? I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, hungover, and it's not it. One headache that lasted all morning,
and then you followed it up with more bourbon.
Well, that's how you fix it. Doesn't
exist right now. The headache is gone. Bear the dog is real, right?
Yeah. So,
the thing is you never get hungover if you never stop drinking. That's the trick that I figured out.
This seems like possibly an issue, though.
After
a while, it gets to you, as it turns out.
Diminishing returns, I believe.
And it goes for so far. Gotcha.
Well, gotcha. My win is, so I just cleaned my phone and my phone case with like an alcohol pad for probably the first time in like 2 years. And it took me less than an hour and a half. Like it took Danny to clean his keyboard. Cause usually I just throw my keyboards away. So, cause I don't want to clean them.
shouldn't buy. I'm not gonna rise to his taunt. I shouldn't buy this. I don't need $140 for a pack of
you're gonna buy
I'm
it.
Not gonna use. I don't you do
probably. But see, that's the thing. I still have my kid here. I still have it from going this morning. I'm addicted to them. I love them. I buy all their stuff. And well,
oh
here's
my God. Putting Darren's kids through college.
See, they got their grandparents are paying for their college. Fuck that. Sorry.
You're allowed to swear here.
He's not going to yell at Bill. He's going to yell at me.
That's true. He's not going to yell at me. I'm already on the list of people he won't hire anyway. So
now so am I.
But
hey, why can't I log into Teams on Monday morning?
Yeah, that's it.
Monday morning. It's going to be later today.
It'll be in 20 minutes.
Here's the other dumb thing I just did. I've been, what I thought, petting my cat under, I have a little ottoman under my feet, and I've been, I thought I'd been petting it for the past 25 minutes. It's a blanket. That's what I thought my cat was.
That's great.
I was like, she's really tolerating this today.
Okay, so we've all had a week, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so I think that might be a good way to close us out today, right?
Yeah, good. Let's do that. Let's get over with.
Before something else happens and maybe Jake or I...
Oh, my screen just went black, by the way. Like, now it was a new thing.
Oh, jeez. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you.
Trimark Security.
Everybody. Yes, hey, wait, don't end yet.
Oh, okay. Wait. Say it. Say the thing.
We're still streaming?
Yeah, what?
Say the thing.
Hub to trimarksecurity.com for all of our blogs and white papers. We have some cool stuff. We do have cool stuff. And, you know, I'd say this a lot, but hopefully it like travels out there to mostly the Spotify people or whatever. All of our blogs, all our resources. We just did a webcast. That'll be up there. I'm not going to lie and tell you it's going to be up there today, but let's say today. We just did our 10 ways to secure Entra ID. That's going to be up there. The YouTube is there. It has all of our past live streams under the playlist and stuff. And we do things like the reason we're a company is like we're really good at Active Directory. Like we're the experts. We Active Directory security, identity security, VMware, vSphere, and Entra ID, Azure AD, MS Cloud, yelling at clouds. So that is why we do this. So they're like, hey, what's that stupid show I listen to with that guy who can't get anything right? Hey, where do they work? Trimark? Oh, I have Active Directory.
I've heard of them.
We've heard of them. Somewhere. Just for once, I want one of our leads to come in, and when it says, how'd you hear about Trimark? Danny is incredibly stupid, and I had to look up what kind of company would hire him, and I found out you guys really know what you're talking about. Because that still counts on my PKIs, baby.
Yeah. You bet.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. Anyway.
Right.
TrimarkSecurity.com, hub.TrimarkSecurity.com, and TrimarkVision.com. Thank you very much.